But let's look at the positive. Let's look at Shantideva's meditations to develop loving kindness. And there's two in particular that I want to look at. One's called, I'm going to give the Sanskrit, Paratma Samatha, which means the sameness of self and other. The practice is to realize the sameness of self and other. And Paratma Parivartana, which means the exchange or even the transformation of self and other. So we're going to look at these two just a little bit. First of all, Shantideva makes it clear that being on retreat, calming the mind, turning away from craving and attachment is all for the sake of developing the bodhicitta. So listen to how Shantideva presents this in simple, elegant, profound language. By developing the virtues of solitude in such forms as these, distracted thoughts being calmed, one should now develop the bodhicitta. First, one should meditate intently on the sameness of oneself and others as follows. All equally experience suffering and happiness. I should look after others as I look after myself. Just as the body, with its many parts, divided into hands and other limbs, should be protected as a single entity, so too should this entire world, which is divided, but undivided in its nature to suffer and be happy. I should dispel the sufferings of others because it is suffering, like my own suffering. I should help others too because of their nature as beings, which is like my own being. When happiness is liked by me and others equally, what is so special about me that I strive after happiness only for myself? When fear and suffering are disliked by me and others equally, what is so special about me that I protect myself and not the other? I find this passage very, very beautiful. It's very, very simple. Shantideva is using, as it were, our sense of self, our basic orientation. And this is very important because often Buddhism is presented as a teaching that teaches no self. You're not really there. Or we even use the language of getting beyond the ego. And this can cause a great deal of misunderstanding, confusion, and even psychological damage. The fact is, we have to start with ourselves, with us, with our sense of being someone, of being alive, of being a living, breathing, feeling being. It's so important that we value that we cherish that. We are alive, we breathe, we feel. It's a very, very wonderful thing.